We begin the Kara Dav Masech the Shabbos Dav Kuf Aleph. We begin on the base. We begin on Tez the Masel that begins words the Gemara Pshita. It's obvious. Amar Ravi says Le Nitzrucha wasn't necessary. Tez can explain the understanding of the Mishnah according to the Havamina, according to the Maskana. And as we learn in the Mishnah, that when you have boats attached one to the other, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. But if they're not tied, even though they're near each other, you can't carry from one to the other. The Gemara asks on the Resha, well, obviously, that if they're attached one to the other, allowed to carry, it's Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos explains that Hashta Sogadaita. At this point in the Gemara assumes that my Rosh Hashanah is finished Allah the Mecha, that both boats are owned by one person, Lachim Park Pshita, which are Tosfos Dira Maskele, but the Gemara is asking, that's obvious. Kshain Keshurais, Ametal, and when it's not tied together, that you're not allowed to carry, that we also understood because the Xerishami Yipalachib, it's Alamayim, because maybe since it's not tied one to the other, the object that you're passing might fall into the water. Matal the Mishrasiyach the Kamlas, and you're going to carry from the boat to the Kamlas, and the Masla too, you're going to come to carry it from the boat, from the water, into the boat. Now, Taisus says, Taisus is bothered by a question. Regarding this last halacha that we just said, if they're not attached, then for sure it's obvious that it's going to be Yasser. Abagavdil Elgabi Biz Bat Mado, Gemara previously, Tzadi Zainam and Alf. Regarding two houses on either side of the street, that we said that if they're owned by one person, you're allowed to throw from the other one above 10 tfachim. But and loy gezun de masla to in there, we don't make the exam that you might come to carry from the street to Rosh Hashanah. So it's Taisus Katacha Besvina. So we're talking about boats, the lekevi, which are not permanent. They were more concerned to make exam that it might fall, and therefore that's why it was obvious that it would be awesome. But says Taisus Masik, what the Gemara actually concludes that actually no nitzucha ella arba l'taltal. Actually, it's not to my own by one person. The chiddush that we're telling you is regarding making an Eruv and carrying from one boat to the other one, which is owned by someone else. What's the chiddush that's telling us? The Eruv mahani b'sevin is that boats help, that Eruv will work even by boats. And the chiddush in that is al pisha in gebusham, even though it's not a permanent residence, it's not a permanent spot. The sugya that you would have thought to say, kibin shein nasidus lishem, if it's not going to end up permanently being there, lehan Eruv Eruv should not help. That's what I'm saying, that the mahani helps to be considered as a shared residence, even if that's not even the permanent place of that residence. Now, the Ibn Farish read, the Reed gives another interpretation. It says, actually, the Mikar Nami, though, even originally the Gemara knew that have Arbis Vin Shal Shnei Biyad, we're talking about boats that are owned by two different people. And by the Erev Kamar, the Metalim Zul Zul, and we knew that through the Erev that you carry from one boat to the other. But for Lahachi Park Pshita, and still the Gemara was asking that obvious. That what? The Mahani Erev, that this Erev should work. Well, Lahachi, Kishain Kishuris, and therefore they also knew that when it's not tied together, the Emetalim, that you cannot carry from one to the other, because the Mahani Osam Erev, because their obvious Erev is not going to help, because they're not tied one to the other. Masik, that the Gemara concludes that Loi Nitzcha knows only necessary L'arv L'talta, that yeah, it's for the Erev to work and that you should carry, meaning B'afel Nifziku, that even if it got separated, but keeping the Chazim in this Kasha since over Shabbos, it got reconnected again. So it goes back to its original head, to contend like within the Braisa, it's regarding that Halacha that it got separated, gets back done together again. That's Chazal Terorishin. That was the Chiddush I was to tell you in this Halacha. Turning to the Masik, begins with the Gemara Nifziku, if it gets detached, Nesu then becomes forbidden. Taisus asks that in Sefts Eirvin seems to be that it does not become forbidden. And Taisus answers the question. As we said in the Braisa that the boats are tied to the one or the other, then you can make an Eirvin carry from one to the other. If it gets detached, then you cannot carry from one to the other. That Taisus is bothered. He says, V'loi domi le'Eirv derech ha-Pesach b'nistam. This is not comparable to when you have an Eirv through an opening of two different courtyards, and then over Shabbos, the opening gets closed off. They say it's not a problem, because although now it's closed off, you can't really make an Erev one to the other. But the Shabbos, on Shabbos, since it was already permitted in the beginning of Shabbos, so you could continue carrying from one to the other on Shabbos. So you see that even if, let's say, something happens, like in our case of Nifziku, it should not be Nasru. So it's no, the Hacha over here in our Gemara, even the Nifziku, once the boats get detached, it's like there's a public domain between them. Because you have the sea over here, which is a kamlis. And yes, if you had an area of three houses, and the middle house collapsed, now it would be a public domain because people walk over there. Of course, it's like we would not say it's only with thee where all you have is a rabbinic halacha between the two houses that you can't carry because of Arabs. That's why we say that. But when there's a Rosh Hashanah or a kamlis, a separate entity of a prohibited domain between them, then it would be forbidden, like we say, Nifziku is Nasr. Tinnik says, the Matzah says, begins words of the Gemara, Kiyit Madur of Nachman, and we say that Allah of Nachman was amazed at it and was going on when it was done deliberately. Which Tinnik explains the Braisa and the opinion of Rav Nachman, and the words of Rav Nachman. That is, we learn the Braisa, as we quoted When the boats are attached, you're allowed to make an Erev to care for one to the other. They detach, if it gets forbidden to care for one to the other, gets reattached, then whether it's B'shoigim, B'meizim, B'inus, B'toys, it goes back to its original permissibility. And so too, when there's hanging curtains, same thing, same halacha would apply. Problem is, the Gemara says, that's the B'gon Rav Nachman. He says that a machitza that's made on Shabbos, it's only effective to make the one who throws inside of it liable from throwing into Rosh HaSayachim. But it does not help to permit the eerie inside to be able to carry an inside. And you see in the Brisa that it does help. Says the Gemara, when did Rav Nachman say his halacha that's forbidden to carry inside of it? That's only when it was done deliberately. Tosafos explains. So, Bahadik Tani said this, that we learned in the Brisa, that it gets reattached on Shabbos, or gets rolled down again, those curtains, that cause Latera and Rishon, it goes back to its original permissibility. Says, and that's, the Brisa says, Abimazi when it's done deliberately. So that Tosafos explains. It's not like it goes back totally for its original permitted status, which would be letaltal to carry inside of them. Ella, rather, what the Bryce was saying was to have Rishus HaYachid deraisa, that biblically we consider it as a Rishus HaYachid, which is like Rav Nachman said, that if you throw inside of it from Rishus Ram, then you're going to be chai. But that takes bothered. He says, Amiyu, however, Asfinus loyal to Shabbat. The halacha of boats don't really work out so well. Because why are we saying that also when you do it deliberately goes back to the heter narishin? What do you mean? Double chazub in this kashrut, even if they both do not get reattached, have a rishus yachad deraisa. If that's the halacha that you're saying, it's regarding not the permissibility of carrying, but rather do we view this as a biblical rishus yachad? So what do you mean? It's always a rishus yachad because every boat has its own mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high. So they said Rabbein Tamafar gives a different interpretation. It says, what does it mean the chazul heter narishin? Yes, when we said that it goes back to its original permissibility, is afilim emzid. Is even when you do deliberately, that is, that you let it carry inside of it, even if it's done deliberately. Wait a second, Rav Nachman, Dama, that he said, that it's not going to consider a wall, illizrik, only to be liable for throwing inside of it, but loyla talpa, and not know to carry. So that's explained to Rabbein Tam, that's not going on the braisa. That is actually, rather, it's specifically that went through the wall, and through that wall, that's what became Rishus HaYachid. That's what he says. It's only Lizrik below the top. Abasvinaisberger, in the case of the boats, the Balabachem Rishus HaYachid, like Tosafos had asked, that without this, it's Rishus HaYachid. Yeah, then Kikashri, then when it gets reattached, I feel amazing. Even done deliberately, Shari Latalto, it's permitted to carry inside of it. Because, again, it was a Rishus HaYachid even without that. Now it gets reattached, now becoming Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, when it gets reattached, you can even carry. And so too, why the curtains that are hanging in Rishus HaYachid is means sheyesh machtzalis mafsikis ben shtei chatzeres. Come up with these curtains that separate between two different courtyards. So that's what we say that nisgalglu if it gets rolled up, nesra becomes a bin. Why? Sharinka chatzrachas. Now we view all the courtyards as if they're one courtyard. Problem is vehem ibr shnayim. But since there were curtains that were separating from the courtyards. And they had made separate erevin. Every courtyard made it for themselves. Now that they're open breach one to the other, they never had a permissibility for the other one, so they breached to a forbidden area, so it's forbidden for them to carry. Chazul minisru, in the minifer, so that's what we said, if it comes back down the curtains, chazul tenarish, goes back to its original permissibility. That each one can now carry in their own courtyards that had erev done to them. Behold the kamar, and instead we say, shekol mechitza nas b'shabbos shma mechitza, that every mechitza that's done on Shabbos is considered as a mechitza. What's that coming to say? Time of Kiyav Lemilsa is coming to give the reasoning for the halacha. Now, why do we say that through this mechitza now each one could carry for their original erev in their original courtyard? Is that fila hecha nagya mechitza? Nasir shasiyach, that even through the walls that it becomes a private domain? How many mechitza is going to be a wall? Oy lizrik, oy letatlum, either to be liable for throwing from Rishon Rabbim into that area, or letatl, or to carry inside of it, Dalet Amos. Koshke Mechitza Zu, for sure, this Mechitza, which is done inside these courtyards, She'in Nasuya Elahata Eir Kibitzchil, which that's only to make that you can be able to carry as the original Eir from before the walls come down, to have a Mechitza. And for that, it's going to be a Mechitza, even though it was done on Shabbos. Meseva Digtania. And the Seva that says, She'kom Mechitza Nasa B'Shabbos of Chulu, any wall that was made on Shabbos is considered a wall. Parach L'Rab Nachman, from there, as we ask Rab Nachman, that he says it's specifically only for throwing its Mechitza. Whereas from the Brice, it sounds like that for all halachas it's considered as a mechitza. Now, Tais Bavir, it says, Vehid the Chalgag is the Gemara in Erevin of Tzadigim on base. Kaisel Shabin Shtei Chatzer Shanavel, if there's a wall between two courtyards that fell down, so Rav says, you cannot carry in the courtyards more than Dalet Amos. But they could show you hustle the tal. Well, they could machitza shmula, but it says you let her carry up until the place of the wall. But you can't carry in the second courtyard. The question is that why are they saying that you can't carry? Why wouldn't it be forbidden to carry in the chatzar, like we say over here in our brayso? So the Tosfos says no. Like the malach, it's not similar to the brayso over here. The awesome over there, Irish lahoye la bayis echad b'chatzar zeh. There was actually only one house in this courtyard. Echad b'chatzar zeh. There was only one house in the other courtyard. Oh, since it was only one house per courtyard, so there was no eruv from the house to the courtyard, and therefore there's no nullification of an eruv when the wall falls down. It's just because that between the two courtyards, they didn't make an eruv. That's why it's forbidden to carry from one courtyard to the other one, even if the wall falls down. But here we were talking about that there's many houses of many people here in each of these courtyards. Oh, so that's what we say. I mean, in this Galgalu Nesru, that's what we said, that if they got rolled up the curtain, then it becomes like two courtyards that has one. So then we say the eruv is going to be bottled, and then it becomes forbidden to carry in the courtyard. He says, what you have to understand, the Gemara Eirin over there that talks about when more people came into the courtyard on Shabbos who were not part of the original Eirin. The Gemara says over there, Shabbos, Shabbos, once it was permitted, it's permitted even for those who were not part of the Eirin when Shabbos started. Since it was permitted to carry in this courtyard, it's permitted even for these people. Problem is, he would say that by these walls that are between two courtyards, they got rolled up in Shabbos. We said, forbidden to carry in the chutzar, and we don't say, Hobo Chorcher. Why over there do you say that? Taisa does not answer that question. Continuing to the master begins words the Gemara, Kashra Bedava Mamida. If you tie it with something that keeps it in place, maybe La Tumma, so that brings a Tumma. Taisa explains, what does this mean that it brings the Tumma? Which is, Shmuel had said, this halach of tying the boots together that we're speaking about, in this case of the Braisim, is even if it's tied just like this string of a person's cloak. And so the Gemara says, what Shmuel come to tell us? That even though in the Grad Salos of Tumah, he says that when you tie with something that's Mamida, it brings Tumah to it. That is specifically with an iron chain. That's it. Regarding Shabbos, you don't need to have an iron chain. Now, Pirsh B'Kurin Rashi explains, Kagoin, for example, Shoresha Echad B'Oil HaMes. That halach of Tumah is talking about where one end of the chain is in a tent which has a dead person inside of it. And that halacha is that within the Oil HaMes is like touching the mess. And since it's made out of metal, it's like the dead person itself. And therefore, the chain is like Davi Abayis, so the boat will come on up, and then the cable inside the boat will become a Rishon L'Tov. That's how he explains why over there it's specifically an iron chain, because it has to be specifically metallic. Says the interpretation of Rashi is not possible. Chodah, first of all, the Ma'ikam Alafukim Deshmol. What would the Gemara be saying that Shmuel is coming to exclude from his other halacha? Mashaycha halah Deshmol. What does halacha behave of Shabbos have to do with that halacha of Shmuel? The Hasimu Mishem Cherbe Kechal. That halacha is unique halacha of laws of Tumah. That sword is like the dead person, which metal is like the mess. But let Mishem Gashir, not to do with tying together, which we're saying over here, we need the boats connected. But more of a Ma'ikatonic Kashara. According to Rashi, why is he even saying about tying? Even if that chain is just on the boat without him tied on, to me it would be tame because it's touching the boat, and that's an avi avayis because it's metal, which is considered like the dead person itself. But more of it says taisus lashem in the behedya. If that would be the point of the halacha, just explicitly the chaver kachal, that it's sort of like the dead person. And more of a lashem avayis tuma namelashav b'kagam. The word terminology of bringing tuma also does not apply in that way. Rather, that the boat it contracts tuma from the chain. It should have said if you're tied with the amida, it's makabel tuma. What's this that it's saying? The terminology of maybe Latum. So Benil Ben Shmuel, it seems to have been Shmuel, the legacy of maybe Latum. Actually, the use is not maybe Latum, Elim via Esatum, which means different things. Well, Mishnah be parak chesed alas, actually Mishnah and eighth parak in alas. Bereishadach baba katani, and this is the beginning of what it says over there. Eiluloy mevin says the following things, they don't bring Tumah, but Luchetzim, but also there's not an interposition of the Tumah. What are they? Azroim, seeds, if a parech, a flying bird, betalsam nafefes, and a cloak that's blowing in the wind, besfinish tishotel p'neimayim, and a boat that's floating on the surface of the water. Which, these things are not permanent, so they're not like as if a pirish. As Tais explains, what does it mean that loy mavin is a doma? Shem yishmed techtel meis mitzad echem. Let's say on one, let's say in the case of the boat, under one side of the boat, there's a dead person. Betar mitzad echem, the other side of the boat, there's another thing that's tar. Does not bring the tumah, which generally something like a permanent thing, which would be oil, would bring from one side to the other side. It doesn't in the case of the boat. All these things are not considered as an oil, because they're constantly moving. Bektani, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. But if you tie it with something that keeps it in place, then the Vias HaTumah, that's going to bring the Tumah, meaning it's bring the Tumah from something else to that other thing. That's the Girsa that I bring from Rabbeinu Shmuel. Vias HaTumah, not Ma'ivi La Es HaTumah. Now, Mefarish Shmuel, and that's what Shmuel is coming to explain. That you tied it with iron chains. Yeah, and that's what Tosfos says, the Gemara is comparing to our Halacha of Shabbos. It's regarding the tying of it. Because Tosfos explains, it's not specific iron, it has nothing to do with the halacha. El Kalim, rather, it's coming to say, it's tied very tight until it doesn't move, to shake from its place. And that then would be a permanent thing, then it would be an oil. And that's the norm, because when you want to mention something very strong, you mention iron. Like you find, that even a wall of iron does not interrupt. As the Gemara said, Nav Lamachesim Avei says, or Kamei Nifsit Sarim Bazlik, the Gemara Baba Kama, in many places says certain properties that are the iron sheep. Well, why iron sheep? Because it's the husband's responsibility. Because Shem Gerazel, it's a heart like iron. But it's not specifically that of metal, it just means something very strong. And therefore, it says, Toys of Logosina. The Gersa is not, as our Gemara brings in your Tumah, who dechseb, that regarding the laws of Tumah, it was said, Bechalal Cherib, which is that is slain by the sword, to say Cherib Rekachal, that the sword is like the dead person. Because Taisa b'shibeshu, that's an error. Because as Taisa explains, we're not talking about the halacha of cherev harikachol. Ella says Taisa rather Mishum did not get chalshalos or basla. It's because Shmuel had explained it that it's talking about the iron chain. So toy lema, those who edited made a mistake to say the time Mishum the cherev harikachol. They thought, oh, what does that mean? Because the sword is like the dead person. No, that's not the halacha. The Garcin rather says the appropriate girsa should be hanemili in tumah. This was said regarding the laws of Tumah, meaning to be in the oil. That there you need an oil, that should be totally stationary in one spot. That has to be something very strong, holding it very tight, that doesn't move, or else it can't be an oil. But Shabbos, regarding the laws of Shabbos, Shatamu Mishum Mishum Achaz, that it just has to be one domain. So it doesn't have to stay in one place. As long as it's connected to that other boat, it could even be the thread of the string of a hoodie, of a cloak. That would be enough. And therefore, that's a different, totally different interpretation of what the halacha is, that we're comparing the laws of Tumah to the laws of Shabbos.